It's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms, they'll all pass away, but there's something about that name. It's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. He's Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Kings and kingdoms, they'll all pass away. Oh, but there's something about that name. Let's sing it once more and invite His presence. It's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms, they'll all pass away, but there's something about
wonderful about the name of Jesus. God bless you. This is 188 in your hymn book. I've never sang this here, but it's just been on my heart for a while, so just help me sing this out. 188.
Down from His glory, ever living story, my God and Savior. Jesus was His name, born in a manger to His own a stranger, a man of sorrow. and blood his substance. He took the form of man and revealed the hidden plan. Oh, glorious mystery, sacrifice.
Presence here tonight. Amen. He's certainly good to us, isn't he? Amen. We got a couple of prayer requests that we want to bring before the Lord tonight. I want to please remember Gary McCoy in prayer, and also my sister-in-law, Sister Tina Bryant. They took her today to immediate care with pains in her side, and they did some tests and sent her on to the hospital. They think that she has acute appendicitis, so want to remember her in prayer that the Lord will just come on the scene there. We know that he's more than able to heal her, or if it be his will that they have to do surgery to take out of her appendix or whatever it be, just want his will to be done, but that if that would be necessary, the doctors, that God would just guide the surgeon's hands. But how many of you have unspoken prayer requests you'd like to bring the Lord with uplifted hand tonight? Amen. I'm going to ask my uncle, Brother Jeff Bryant. He's with us this evening, visiting from up in Delaware. And as you know, I go up there and preach for him a couple times a year usually, and it's certainly good to have him in the service tonight. I'm going to ask him if he'd lead us in prayer over these requests, and I'm going to have him stick around for a minute up here because we're going to have a couple specials, and Lord willing, he's going to be one of them. So,
amen. God bless you. Heavenly Father, you see the needs of these people that have been given here this afternoon. We know you care, Lord. Your prophet taught us, God, that you care. We're so glad, God, to know that We serve a God that does care. This congregation, Lord, lifts the needs of these people up here tonight, God. They need a miracle. They need your help, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father, you'll come down and minister to these needs. The hands that went up for different requests, mine went up for my sons. We're all needy people, God. We need your help tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, come on the scene tonight, God, and minister to all the needs and the requests that have been given in here this afternoon by Brother Nathan and the congregation here, Lord. Help your people tonight, God. Heal and let your presence be witnessed in each life and each request here this afternoon. We ask it sincerely in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
God bless you, and you can be seated tonight. Brother Luke, I believe, has a special for us this evening. I'd like for him to come and sing for us at this time. And Sister Stephanie, too, looks like. Amen. God bless you.
Two mighty pillars.
prayer tonight. Amen and amen. Well, I just want to say, while they're here, I'll just brag on them a little bit. I've been blessed in my life to have some wonderful role models. God blessed me with good parents and good aunts and uncles and brothers and sisters that serve the Lord and follow this message. And as a minister, it's been very encouraging to me and also very instrumental to me to have brothers like Brother Morris and Brother Jeff that I could look at in their ministries and to see Brother Morris, how I don't know that I've ever seen any brother that studies more than he does. And he held the bar really high as far as that goes for me, Brother Hoover, to where he studies and he doesn't just hem-haw around. He knows the message. And I think as not just as ministers, but as Christians, it behooves us to do that. As Jesus, we were talking about this morning, he told him, he said, you know, study the scriptures, search the scriptures. For in them you say you have eternal life, and they are they that testify of me. So I don't think in this age it's just enough to go around and say, well, I believe God sent a prophet. Well, that's good, but there's more. Amen. He said he took us a little further than just that. So it's good to dig in there and study. And then Brother Jeff, I don't say it just because he's here. I've said it other times in other places, and I've said it here before. I don't think I've ever seen any minister brother preach under any more anointing than what I've seen Brother Jeff preach under. So they were great examples to me in my ministry. And some of the things that the Lord does here and takes place, things, the presence of the Lord that comes and things like that, it was very instrumental to me as a young man. Mom and Dad would take us around to Brother Roy Shrewsbury's meetings and different ones, different camps and things that I was in. And that impacted me to where sometimes I saw things that I thought, well, that's not the way to do it. And then other times I saw something I thought, well, that's the way to do it. And when you're going to start a church, you learn from a lot of those things. And so those experiences, I appreciate them. And so it's good to have examples. And I hope that, you know, that we're not just sitting here and waiting around. But I hope that if the Lord tarries and there's another generation, that what's taking place here is impacting a group of young people that will pack the message in generations to come if the Lord tarries. So certainly appreciate having Brother Morris and Brother Jeff with us tonight. And I don't want to leave out my Aunt Wanda as well. She's with us this evening. So as they say, when we're down in Liberty, the Bryant boys are back in town. But I'm going to invite Brother Jeff if he'd come and just sing a song for us. You might see where I get a little bit of my style from when he sings tonight, but I can't hardly compete with the original. So, amen. God bless you, Brother Jeff. Love you.
Before I sing, I want to tell on Brother Nathan when he was younger. If my services were going a little slow and he didn't like it, he was just maybe 8 or 9 years old, or maybe about this one service, he was about 5 or 6. And I paused just for a second to catch my breath. And when I did, Nathan, it was real quiet in the church, and Brother Nathan said, amen. glory. Let's stand together, could we? Number 166 in your songbook, When We All Get to Heaven, an old Pentecostal song. Brother Branham said he liked those old Pentecostal songs. And I do too. I'm sure you do. We'll just start with the chorus, okay? Oh, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout victory. Oh, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout victory. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing His mercy and His grace in the mansions bright and blessed. He'll prepare for us a place when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus.
will say and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sign. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the tolls of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty we'll behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be.
Amen. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. Let's sing this together. Amen. Before we enter into the prayer service tonight, let's just sing this tonight. Amen. I'm looking forward to this day. Amen. Brother Jeff was just singing about when we all get to heaven, and I think the thing on our heart the most is this right here, when we look upon His face. Amen. I like what the man said. He said, don't talk to me about no robe and crown. Don't talk to me about no robe and crown. Just let me sit and stare at Him. Let me stare at His face, the one that came and gave His life for me. The one that came and made the way where I could be in glory. Amen. Just let me look and stare at Him. Oh, let's sing it. Oh, there is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim our eyes. Oh, all is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be. Are you looking forward to it? Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. Oh, when I look upon His face, He's the one who saved me by His grace. And when He takes me by the hand and leads me through that promised land, oh, what a day, glorious day that will. Oh, this is the part I like. Friends, there'll be no more sorrow there. Oh, no more burdens to bear. Won't be no sickness, no more pain. Oh, no more parting over there. this day that will be. Oh, let's just praise him tonight for what he's done. Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. Oh, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, and when he takes me by the hand and leads me through that promised land. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be. Oh, let's just think about it while they play that softly. Brother Branham says it this way many times. He said, maybe we'll look across the table for one another, say, how did you make it? What did you go through? How did you make it here? We begin to go down and tell our experiences of what took place, how God brought us. And he said, I believe we'll just have to shed a little tear. He said, but then all of a sudden coming down through, he said, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Brother Hoover, said, he'll come and he'll wipe the tears from our eyes. They'll be the last tears we shed. Won't cry no more. Won't shed no tears no more. He'll wipe the tears from our eyes. Say, enter in, my beloved. Enter in, my bride. Amen. What a day that'll be. Oh, there'll be no more sorrow there. Oh, no more burdens to bear. Won't be no sickness, no more pain, no more parting over there. Oh, and forever I will be with the one who died for me. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be. Let's sing it to him tonight. Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. Oh, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be. Amen. I know this is a little different from our normal prayer meetings and communion night service, but let's just take a few minutes and just worship him. I feel his presence here, and I'll make it up to you next Sunday night. How about that? We'll have a short Sunday night service next Sunday night. Amen. Let's sing this together. Sing. I know Brother Luke sings this, and he sings it better and sings the verses, but me and Brother Furman like to steal it from him every once in a while. It goes like this. Oh, I love that man in the middle. Oh, you love him tonight? Because I he first loved me. Help me sing it tonight. Oh, praise to the man who died on Mount Calvary. That middle man made it possible that I could go free. Oh, you love him tonight. Oh, I love that man in the middle. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Oh, because I know he first. Oh, we worship you, Jehovah. Oh, praise to the man who died on Mount Calvary. The middle man made it possible that I could. Oh, he's here tonight. You recognize his presence? Oh, I love that man in the middle. Oh, yes, we do, Lord.
you by tonight. His presence is here. Oh, I love that man in the middle, because I know he first loved me. We give praise to the man who died. The middleman made it possible that I could live.
There was a mountain, there were three trees, and there was a good man. The place of the skull, and no yellow flowers, no dreams of bloom. The scenery there was so dull. Three crosses stood black and bold against that darkened sky, but not from pain, but a broken heart. That middle.
Oh, give me praise. Time.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I love that man in
the middle.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, because I know he first loved me.
Oh, he's mindful of your needs tonight.
Our troubles vanish.
that's what you're in tonight. Let's sing it tonight.
We're in the presence of Jehovah. He's God Almighty. He's our Prince of Peace, and all our troubles.
Softly tonight. My, what a way to start a prayer meeting. Amen. The altar's already almost full. If you want to come up here and pray tonight, you better hurry. Amen. God's good to us, isn't he? God's good to us. He's so mindful of us that he would come and bless us with his presence like he does. Oh, what an honor, what a privilege it is to be able to live in his presence. Amen. We're going to enter into the prayer meeting here in just a moment. You do as you feel led. You can be seated if you'd like. You can come here and kneel at the altar, kneel in your pew. You can walk around and raise your hands to God. Whatever you feel led to do tonight, you just pray in your own way, and we'll just take some time to spend with him. That's what we come here to church to do, you know. It's not just to, Brother Bram said in the Hebrews series, he said, we don't just come to hear a sermon. We don't just come to hear a message or to hear a singer or something like that. He said it's a worship that we do. We come to worship him. We come to be in his presence and to just gain strength from that atmosphere of being in the presence of Jehovah. Oh my, we can truly say, I believe, that by the time we leave here, it's been good to be in church. We can say that it was good to be in his presence as he spoke to us along the way, as he spoke to our hearts. Sometimes it doesn't have to be some great something. You know, we can take a three-hour text sometimes and hardly say anything, but just one word from him, Brother Branham said, would be more than 10,000 that we can say. Just one word. Oh, my, I appreciate it. Sunday mornings when I stand back there and you go out the door and shake my hand, I get to greet you. But, you know, one touch from Jesus would be more than all the touches that Brother Nathan or any of these other brothers could do with their hands. And yet he said that we're representatives of him, and that he has no hands but our hands. No lips but our lip, no feet but our feet. But we recognize that it takes him. Amen. We can just go around. We can go down here to the hospitals and the highways and the byways and just lay hands and lay hands. But if Jesus wasn't in it, if that virtue from him wasn't there, it wouldn't do anybody any good. But one touch. Amen. Sister Savannah felt it a few months ago when Brother Billy Paul was here. She got a touch. It wasn't Brother Billy Paul as much as I love him. It wasn't Nathan Bryant as much as you all love and respect me. But Jesus Christ came by her path. Amen. He's walking by your path tonight. He's walking by your pew. Don't let him pass you by. Let's just spend some time in prayer with him tonight before we enter into the communion service. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, what a privilege it's been to be, Lord, in your presence tonight. Lord, we just ask that this abiding presence would just stay with us. Lord, even tonight as we go our separate ways, as we go to our homes, as we go to face, Lord, the responsibilities of the week of, Lord, jobs and schools and different places that life will take us, Father God, I just ask that you would move on the scene. And Lord, may this presence that we feel here tonight go with each individual. May it abide with them, Father. May it lead them and guide them. May it be, Lord, with them through their trials. And
Lord, through the tests that they face in life, the things, the situations, Lord, the temptations that would come up against them, Lord, if we could just abide in this presence, all that would fade away, Father God. May we just not only feel it when we come into church on a Sunday or on a Wednesday, Father, but may we just abide in your presence, Father, day by day. We love you tonight, Jesus. Lord, we set this time aside just to spend some time with you, Father. May we not take it lightly. May it not just be a tradition or a ritual, Father, but may we think, Father, tonight of what you did 2,000 years ago when you hung there on Calvary, Lord. You said in your word, when we do this, to do it in remembrance of you, Father. Lord, may it not just be a going through the motions, but may it be something that's real to us, Father. An appreciation, Lord, of how you paid the price for us. We couldn't pay the price on our own, but you came, paid the price for us, Father. Oh, we love you tonight, Father. Human words can't even express, Lord, that love that comes from you. And Lord, that we love you because you first loved us. Lord, it's hard for us to even express it in human language, Father, but we love you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. Be with the continuation of this service, we pray, Lord. We love you. Let's just sing this together tonight before we enter into the communion service. Oh, he is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy, His name again. Oh, he is here. Just listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here. Oh, you can touch him. You sing it to him again. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. Oh, he is here. Holy, holy, I will bless his name again. Listen closely, hear him calling out your name. Oh, he is here.
touch him, you will never be the same.
Amen. As they play that softly together tonight, we just stand together. Oh my, what a blessing it's been to be in his presence. Take all this world, all its riches, all its pleasures, everything you can think of, pile it all into one, all of Bill Gates' money and Donald Trump's money. I'll just take this presence. Amen. Just give me Jesus. There's nothing in the world I would trade for it to be in his presence like we have the opportunity of doing so many times. We don't realize, I think, sometimes how blessed we are to be in an atmosphere like this where God can move and do things. See these young ones come to the altar like they do. We're blessed. Amen. We're blessed, truly. May it never become common to us. Amen. As they play that, let's just read this together tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take ye, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do shew the Lord's death until he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Amen. Let's just bow our heads together tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to thank you for your presence that we felt here tonight. We want to thank you for, Lord, how that you're still moving on hearts and changing lives, Father God. I just ask that you would be with the continuation of this service. Lord, be with this bread and this wine, Father. Lord, we know that it's not your literal blood or your literal body, Father, but that it represents those. And that we do this, Lord, not as a ritual or a tradition, but we do it in remembrance of what you did for us that day on Calvary. Father, I just ask that you would take the bread and the wine and just bless it for its intended use tonight. Lord, be with each of us. Lord, as human beings, Father, in our humanity, there's not a one of us that hasn't made mistakes and, Lord, stumbled and fell somewhere along the way in the last month since we took this communion, Father, however long it's been for some. Lord, I know that, Lord, there's things that maybe we've said that we wished we hadn't, or places that we've gone that we regretted going, Father, whatever it would be, Father, whatever, Lord, the mistake on each person's heart, Lord, we just confess it to you tonight. We ask you to forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of our shortcomings, Father. Lord, we recognize that in ourselves, there's absolutely, it would be impossible for us to ever be able to take this worthily. But we recognize that you're not looking at us, Father, but you're looking through the shed blood, Lord, that you shed for us that day on Calvary. Lord, so we come and we place our sins and our faults under the blood, Father, and we just ask you, Lord, to take them away into the sea of forgetfulness, Father. Lord, may you be with each one that comes by. If there's sickness in our midst, Lord, the prophet taught us that there's healing in the communion. May you touch them and heal their bodies as they pass by tonight. In Jesus Christ's name, amen and amen. God bless you tonight. St. John's Gospel, chapter 13 and verse 2. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter and saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith to him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him, therefore said he, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Amen and amen. God bless you. We're going to dismiss the sisters at this time to go to the foot washing. If you, the brothers and the children that are too young to haven't been baptized, that are going to stay up here for the remainder while the sisters are gone, if you just remain reverently, and we, when they're done, the brothers will go down and take the foot washing as well. God bless you. Amen. You appreciate the presence of the Lord here tonight. Amen. He sure is good to us. I was telling Brother Luke, you know, I know most of you know that comes regular, but we just, we put about five different backgrounds in there for when we're having the song service and different things, and the computer just every 3 to 5 minutes or something like that picks one of them. I don't know if it's random or in a certain sequence or what it is, but when Brother Luke was up here and he was singing Three Crosses Stood Black and Bold and it switched to that, I about lost it. I was about ready to run around the church. So, amen. He's an on-time God, isn't he? Amen. Let's stand together tonight before we go. Just felt led to sing this tonight. Brother Branham said this in The Invisible Union of the Bride of Jesus Christ in 1965 there. He's in Shreveport for Thanksgiving weekend. He said, Thus saith the Lord, the move is on for the Bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's sing it together. Oh, the move is on, my Lord, the move is on. Oh, the move is on, my Lord, the move is on. Oh, I can hear the rustling in the mulberry tree. And I know, I know, I know the move is on. So won't you move on, brother? Move on, sister. This is the moving day. Oh, won't you move a little closer? Where the streams are flowing, move on, brother, move on. Oh, the move is on, my Lord, the move is on. The move is on, my Lord, the move is on. Oh, I can hear the rustling in the mulberry tree. And I know, I know, I know, the move is on. Oh, won't you move on, brother? Move on, sister. This is the moving day. Oh, let's just move a little closer where the streams are flowing. Move on. Why don't you turn around and shake somebody's hand by you tonight? The move is on.
streams are flowing. Move on, brother, move on.
Amen. I want to just tell you a little bit about the predestination of God, how He's mindful to us. My mom was just mentioning this to me. I hadn't really thought about it in this way, but I guess about 7 years ago, I guess. How old is Grace's sister, Sherry? Is she seven? 7 years ago, a little girl was born in Bulgaria, right? A little girl's born in Bulgaria, and she lives in an orphanage, and two people from over in the United States feel led to adopt a child, and they go over and thought they was getting one, but they got a two-for-one deal. And they begin to raise her up in the message and feel led to visit a church in New Albany, Indiana one day, and they begin to come to church. And so as a result of that, little Grace decides to give her heart to the Lord. And her granddaddy is really good friends with Brother Billy Paul Branham, and he calls and invites him to a baptism. And from the result of that, there's going to be another little baby that's born. You talk about predestination. Amen. Amen. He's a God of the details, isn't he? He cares about the little things. He cares about the big things. He knows what he's doing. Amen. God certainly is good to us. I'm asking Brother Layton if he'd come just dismiss us tonight in a word of prayer.
Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, words can fail us so many times of what can we say after a service like this? You've honored us, Lord, by coming in with your Shekinah glory and blessing our souls and lifting us up. Lord, you've done us so greatly that we can't even worship you or praise you enough. We think of eternity and how we'd love to worship you and praise you and adore you through all of that time. And Lord, in our feeble minds, we think it would take all of that to even begin to repay you for what you've done for us. But Father, we know it's because you loved us first. You chose us from before the foundation of the world. You chose young Grace and Philip before the foundation of the world. You predestinated for their mom and dad to go to Bulgaria and pick them and fall in love with them and bring them home and bring them up in the way that they should go, and to love you and to believe your word. What a mighty God. Lord, it's not just the miracles of healing. That is good, but it's the miracle of salvation, which is the most important thing. How grateful we are, Lord. How we love you. Thank you for coming tonight, Lord, and blessing our souls. The Father, be with us as we leave this place that you've provided for us. Bring us each one back at the appointed time. And though we leave the four walls of this building, may we not leave your presence. Thank you again, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. You think about all the individuals that was connected in that, just taking place, little details all the way down through. And sometimes we get up and get out of bed and go through our day and we think, well, I'm not helping nobody. I'm not doing nothing. Sometimes we don't realize the impact that we're having. Just our decisions today may be impacting a miracle for somebody 6 months down the road. Amen. Don't let the devil beat you up and lie to you. God's got this thing under control. Amen. God's moving on the scene. God's working miracles. He's mighty. Amen. Let's just sing it tonight. Sister Stephanie's playing it. But we have a reason to be happy. Amen. We have a reason to be happy.
Oh, can't you see why? Oh, I'm so happy. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I've accepted the word of the Lord. It's the revealed word that was spoken.
Oh, let's just worship the Lord a little bit.
Oh, can't you see why I'm so happy? Oh, I've accepted the word.
sing it one more time together with all our hearts.
Oh, can't you see?
Bless you. You're dismissed. Let's sing it as we go.
Oh, can't you see why? Oh, I'm so happy. For I've accepted the word of the Lord. It's the